I like that song, Mark. I don't know what some of that other stuff you were playing earlier today, but I like this song.
I know how to win you back.
Woo! Man. Talk about something that shot out of the sky. We were talking about Tesla and the leading edge that they are right now. Do you follow this SpaceX program at all?
I don't.
Oh, man. I do now because I have a nephew that works there. And they have just in the last 2 weeks scored some incredible successes on bringing spacecraft back down to Earth safely in a way that that's going to open space traffic to us.
Interesting.
SpaceX wants to colonize Mars. Mm. And so my nephew is building the travel compartment you will travel in. That's a 3-year trip.
Wow.
Hmm. You can't even make it to D.C. Hey, I do have a couple more questions.
Mind-blowing. And the solar industry is mind-blowing. And, babe, before we get to your question, Dan and I have been talking for almost an hour now about how confusing solar is. But let's peel that back and let's get to what's not confusing. What's the same about solar?
As far as the largest utility company, APS, it's pretty much the same, right?
Okay.
It's really good. Don't get confused by that. Just it's great. You still have the 30% tax credit that got extended. So that's for the foreseeable future. The 30% federal tax credit is still available.
Okay.
And the state still has a 10% tax credit that's capped at $1,000. So most everybody gets all $1,000. But those are the two incentives that are currently available. And with that, solar is very viable, and it can save you a lot of money.
And in SRP, if you have ruled solar out because of all the news the last year and a half, you need to reconsider that and get a representative from Harman out there to take a look at
it. Absolutely. Hit that landing page at harmansolar.com/Rosie SRP discount. Give us your information, and we'll be back in touch with you to see if we can save you some money.
All right. Jen, you had a couple questions that needed answered here before the end of the hour.
Sure. Dan, as long as we're talking utility companies, Texter wants to know, does APS still include a demand charge? Might explain what that means.
So again, APS has a variety of different rates, and they have a demand-based rate that I believe they probably have a little over 100,000 customers that are on it. So we've up to this point, we've told customers, you know, when they go solar, if they're on that rate, we typically get them off of it because it isn't that great for solar. So you would just, again, evaluation on that. And if you are going to be on a demand-based rate, like the SRP rate is, they force you to go on it. APS isn't doing that at this point.
So I buy solar in APS. I can still pick my plan.
Yes.
Okay.
At least at this point you can.
Okay. okay.
So, but if we were to be put into that situation in an APS territory or any other territory, we've got the solution with the demand controller. That we can solve that problem. So regardless of the rate structure, I think we have a solution for it.
Okay.
Last question for you. How do the solar panels affect the roof itself? Just, you know, the health of the roof, I guess.
Well, like we talked about earlier, one of the key things is you got to realize that, you know, that solar system up on the roof is going to have at least a 20-year life expectancy, which, you know, at some point, if you don't address the roof before you put the solar on there, just know that you're going to have to deal with that at some point. And it adds a little cost to a re-roof because you have to peel the solar off and then do the roof and then re-put the solar back on. But I think, if anything, once a solar system goes on a roof, it might serve to protect it somewhat because it's now taking the sun as opposed to the roof that's underneath it.
Ultraviolet is the biggest enemy to any roof. So you shade your roof, and you're only going to be buying time
exactly.
for the lifespan of your roof. Does that clear all our text messages?
There's a Tesla question, but I think we're running out of time.
What's the Tesla question?
It says, how does the new Tesla power weight wall, I'm sorry, the Tesla power wall fit into a solar system efficiency cost-wise? Would the 64K with power wall help offset the electric company charges?
Yes. The piece about storage right now, which is the next part that we're going to be tackling, is it's still expensive. Just like solar when it was first introduced, battery storage is relatively expensive at this point. But that cost will continue to go down. The answer, simple answer is yes, it can. We just have to run the numbers to see if that makes financial sense for each individual.
Very good. Dan, we've got just enough time for you to give your phone number and website one more time.
Excellent. All right. So the phone number is 1-800-281-3189. Our HarmonSolar.com, simple. And then if you're an SRP customer, say it one more time, HarmonSolar.com/Rosie SRP discount to take advantage of potentially saving $500 if you decide to move forward with a solar system.
Very good. We appreciate you taking time out of your weekend to come join us and share your information and wisdom and knowledge on the industry with all of our Arizona homeowners. Folks, that wraps up another edition of Rosie on the House. I don't want you to get scared or nervous. We will be back next week. If in the meantime you need to get a hold of us, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com. We have a great show lined up for y'all next week. One of our most favorite 7 a.m. guests will be on air with us, Dr. Sky, talking about things that are going on in the night sky that are especially intriguing. You won't believe what you're going to be able to see and encounter watching the sky if you know where to look and what to look for.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.